Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Lamar.
It'd be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. You're just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. We are in the prime of grilling season. This is the apex mountain of grilling out there. The weather's great. It's hot, but that's, you know, we live in Mississippi, so we're kind of used to that. You should be firing up the grill, and nothing beats the sizzle of beef. When you are cooking out and you're putting beef on the grill, not only are you making your family happy, you're helping out the state of Mississippi and our thousands of beef farmers doing nearly a $500 million a year worth of agribusiness here in this state. Beef is a big deal in Mississippi. Should be a big deal for your dinner tonight. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for and that we know you're looking for it. We're in the middle of another push for the interlocking, it appears. You know what? You know me. You know Robbie. Obviously, look at this guy. We are an interlocking podcast. We believe in the interlocking. You know, we like the state script, but the interlocking obviously is our option A. We got to do the only thing you can do to help is to buy interlocking gear and just to make it so obvious that that's what you want that they don't have any choice but to listen to you. So College Corner has plenty of great interlocking gear. It's right there for you. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowway by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. Robbie and I just ate at Restaurant Tyler, which means I'm already thinking about the next time we're going to eat at Restaurant Tyler. Literally, when I walk out the door at Restaurant Tyler, I turn around and I'm just like, I can't wait to be back in there. I'm excited to go again. So that will be happening very, very soon, and it should happen for you as well. If you're in Starkville and you're looking for a great lunch or a great dinner, there's no better place than Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. You need a bank that provides the level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Well, I just heard the news today, Robbie Falk's gonna go see Creed.
For the second time.
Second time, man. That's awesome. I'm excited for you.
If I would have told my 10-year-old self that I was gonna go see Creed one day, he would have been thrilled.
Yeah, but
because
twice.
Nobody was taking me to see Creed when I was 10 years old.
Right.
I didn't get to go to these concerts. So now I can make my own decisions. I don't have to worry about who's going to give me a ride or who's going to pay for it. I can go see Creed whenever I want to, and I'm going to see them for the second time.
The FedEx Forum tonight?
That's right.
Oh, that'd be awesome, yeah.
Going to head over to Central Barbecue here.
Oh, that's a good choice. It's a fine choice.
And then we'll go over to FedEx.
You're going to be like, eating those ribs with arms wide open.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, and Wolfgang Van Halen is opening tonight. I've never seen Wolfgang Van Halen.
That's awesome. You know he's going to play a lot of his dad's stuff.
You would think. I saw this week he was playing some Ozzy.
Oh,
yeah. So maybe we can get some Ozzy tonight.
So does he play bass in his band?
He plays guitar. He plays lead guitar.
Okay,
and he
sings,
too, I believe.
I knew he sang, but that's what I was trying to get at. I was like, not a lot of
the band is Mammoth.
Okay.
I think is the name of the band, and he plays lead, and he is really good. I
Let me check
mean,
this out. All right, that's
he
what I
can
put
play
down.
everything his dad can play. I mean, obviously
Yeah,
his dad set the
when he
trend.
toured with Van Halen, he was playing bass. He took over for Michael Anthony, and
Yep.
I didn't know he played guitar. And I was just like, I was trying to think like how many bands have a guitar, a bass player, a lead singer? It's not a lot, you know. Rush, Primus, the
Winger.
Winger, the Police. There's some good ones, but and then there's
Yep.
Winger, but. There's not a lot, but if he's playing lead guitar, it's a little different. So
I think he
really
plays
cool.
drums some too.
I've seen him play drum. He's just a prodigy a little bit. So that's good
Well,
stuff.
when your dad is one of the most innovative guitar players ever.
Yeah, like LeBron James's son being a good basketball player, not surprising. Eddie Van Halen's son being a good musician, not surprising. Not
Yeah.
surprising.
So I'm excited. What Daughtry is playing, which I saw Daughtry and Brandon, and he was
They
very
didn't get to.
good.
But they did not get to finish their show.
Didn't
So then
finish because somebody was like had a medical emergency, so
yeah,
they
that
got off
sucks.
stage. But I think he's going to do some Three Doors Down to pay tribute
Oh,
to
that's cool
Brad
too, because
Arnold. Because
they were the original openers
yeah.
before the lead singer announced it. That's awesome. So we'll have fun with that. Before with that though, we got to get this podcast going.
But wait, a little birdie told me there's a birthday today that we got to talk about from someone that is both a sworn enemy and also a valiant ally of ours,
That's right.
Mr. Corey Pilkington,
Want to wish a happy birthday to Corey Pilkington.
who likes to stick that knife in our backs every now and then and twist it.
Literally the worst, and yet somehow also the best person we've ever met. I have to say this about Corey. At least when he insults me, it's funny. You get so many people who make the same tired jokes over and over again. Corey Pilkington brings humor. He knows how to needle you. So if you get a Corey Pilkington insult, he put some thought into it. He didn't just, oh, you're so fat. He didn't do that. He came with something good. So, but
He's
same.
like, look at this picture of this beached whale I just found on the beach, and it's like a picture of you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't take beach pictures right there. But at the same time, Corey Pilkington is the reason that in my house there's a football that says "To Brian, Drew Brees." So I can't say too many bad things about it. So happy birthday, Corey! You son of a.
We don't see him enough anymore. He
We need to see
isn't.
him around. He needs to come out and start.
Maybe he's taken hold of the if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all, because he's literally disappeared.
Well, he DM'd me because he sent me a gift like about a few weeks ago. He sent me a mini Saints helmet signed by Alvin Kamara.
Where is he
He's
getting this?
got some sort of connections, man. He's got connections, but at the same time, he's awful. He's an awful person. The only
Well,
one
happy birthday,
worse
Corey.
than him was Uncle Ruckus, the worst. He's
Uncle
the one.
Ruckus is he's still
He's on six.
around.
He's on all. He's on on three. Yeah. So
Yes.
here we go. All right, now we'll get into some sports. So, I thought today we'd sort of look at the depth chart. Now, this coming Friday is our annual All 22 rankings, where we look at who we're going to project who we think is going to start, and we will, rank them based on how confident we are that they'll have a good season, I guess is how you want to look at it. What I wanted to do today, though, was maybe go a little bit deeper and talk about some guys that maybe aren't getting enough talk right now. Guys that we think can be contributors for Mississippi State, guys who could be, a little under the radar a little bit. We're gonna do offense in the first half of the show, defense in the second half. I'm gonna start us off. We've talked about him a little bit on this show. We've brought him up every now and then, but every time I watch Xavier Gayton play, I'm like, he's good. He's got speed, he's got athleticism, he can bounce to the outside. He's in a crowded running back room, but I think he provides something that Booth and Bothwell and Daniels don't have as much of, which is that breakaway speed. In this offense, where they're so good about getting the ball to different running backs, Lebby has always been able to committee his running backs and keep everybody happy. And in a year where I think they got to find some rushing yards that would normally come from the quarterback position in this offense, I could see Gayton being a guy who gets. Between 300 and 400 yards, and going into next year could be a much bigger piece for Mississippi State, but I really like him.
I do too. I think you got to find a way to do something with him. He, they're they're a lot different in how they're built and how they run, but he's a lot like what I expected, Seth Davis to be.
Yeah,
And
that's a good
Seth
call.
Davis, I don't know what his status is. I think he practiced a lot in spring, and we'll see what he can provide for State. I don't know if he's going to come out
I'd be surprised.
and be able to do much of anything, but I would have been interested to see what he looked like had he stayed healthy. So, like, to supplement that, you have a guy like Xavier Gayton, who is a true breakaway type player, and a different style of the way he carries the football. He's built differently. He's built like a defensive back, and I think there's a lot of things that you could do with him beyond just running the football. I think he can play a part for you in special teams, whether a kick return or punt return. I think he can, you might could even use him in the passing game some. He is a really talented guy, and you got to find a way to get him on the field somehow. You can't waste his talent, but it's like, where do you put it? I mean, you
Can you put him in
have,
the return game?
that's what I was saying. I mean, I think you
Yeah.
put him in kick or punt, probably kick for sure.
He could return kicks for sure. All right. That's something we haven't really talked about. Maybe we dive into that a little bit more as we get these positional breakdowns when we do special teams. But I feel like State has got a lot of guys and that they could put back there. Like they've got some return options. And Gayton could definitely be one of them. So Gayton is where we'll start here. What about you? Who's somebody that on this depth chart that you look at and you go, I'm gonna keep an eye on him.
And just running backs or
Or just
anywhere?
offensively.
Offensively, I mean, if you look at the offensive line, I think a guy that we've talked about him on here, but maybe not be talked, he's maybe not been talked about enough, is Zachariah Owens, big flapjack. That's a
Flapjack.
guy that Clemson, went to Clemson, he went to Colorado. Colorado was recruiting at a very high level. Just about everybody in the country wanted him out of high school, and he's got the size, he's got the athleticism. This is year three for him, I believe. This is about the time where guys start to really hit their stride. It would not shock me to see him come in training camp and win a job. And I don't think we're talking enough about him. We've talked a lot about, and I, what position does he play? I think guard is a good spot for him, but he could play
Yeah.
tackle. What happens with the offensive line is going to be fascinating, but that's a guy that I think could legitimately play himself into a starting position. He's one of the most talented offensive linemen on the roster. He has familiarity with Phil Loadholt. That's to me, a dark horse starting offensive lineman. It would not shock me at all if he came in and it clicked for him and he was on the field for game one, or even a couple of games in, he starts to push his way in there. So I don't know if that is a true, like, under the radar guy, but I do think that we've kind of been short selling him a little bit. And I'm not just meaning you and me, like everybody. I don't think we're
Yeah.
talking about him enough. I
I
think he could play his way in.
think the biggest reason for that is that he came in that second window. We didn't see
Yeah.
him in the spring. But by that same token, we've talked a ton about Blake Steen, who did the exact same thing. So I mean, I get where you're coming from. I'll say this, based on what I've seen from Loadholt and Levy in terms of what they're trying to recruit, I think Owens being a starter would be in State's best interest because I think State wants to have these road graders out there, and he's so big that especially you look at game one and what State's going to be able to put out there on the offensive line, that they should be able to handle that Southern Mississippi defensive line. I'm not saying easily. I'm just saying they should be able to handle them because they're going to be so much bigger than them. And Owens adds to that for sure. So, yeah, if he's a starting guard for Mississippi State, I won't be totally surprised. I think he has a great chance to do that. I'm going to go to the receivers for my next guy. I want to talk about Marcus Allen for a second. He's a guy that, when he committed, there was a lot of, hey, can't we do better? We can get a better guy. And, when we've talked so much about potential versus production in that room, right? We've talked so much about like, a lot of these guys, they don't have the stats. Marcus Allen has stats. He caught 43 passes for almost 700 yards last year at Eastern Michigan. He put up pretty good numbers. And if he's playing that outside receiver position where he's going up against Jordan Mosley as his main competition, I think he has an outstanding chance if that's where they're going to play him to find his way. Not he'll certainly be in the rotation, but certainly find his way into the starting lineup. And this is a guy, I know he played at Eastern Michigan, but prior to that he was at Wisconsin. He only had 10 catches in his career there, but I think that he could be a guy that we look up towards the end of the season. I don't know. There's not really a good example for him from last year. There wasn't a guy who, we were talking about Coleman and Akari. We were talking about Craver. But he could be a guy that we look up in November and he's got, 30, 35 catches, which in this offense, that's kind of how it works, right? One guy will dominate the catches and then everybody else is around that 30, 35, maybe 40 catch mark total. So Marcus Allen is a guy that I don't know that we've brought him up much on this show, but in a room where we've said so many times, there's not a lot of production there. He's it. He's a guy who has produced.
Yeah. Another guy I would bring up is Ricky Johnson. He's a redshirt freshman, played
Great
a
spring game.
little bit last year, but was really good in the spring. And this is, with a year under his belt, this should be the time where he starts to really push for reps. I don't think we've talked about him enough as a possibility. We've talked a lot about those transfers. And, then you have Jordan Mosley, but it would not shock me in the least if he's a guy that takes that step forward, maybe even San Francisco McGee too. And those were guys, they weren't the headliners of that wide receiver class that was brought in last year with JJ and Stonka Burnside. They took most of the headlines. Well, those guys are gone. Stonka moved to defense. JJ moved on. He's playing for Arkansas State, I think. Those two have a chance to be really good for state. It might take San Francisco another year or so. I think Ricky could have a good season this year as a redshirt freshman. That would not be a surprise at all for me.
In that slot position. That is where that's whoever gets that job is probably going to be that guy that catches most of the passes. That's what it was at Ole Miss with Elijah Moore. That's what it was last year with Kevin Coleman. So Ricky Johnson, he's obviously got some tough competition in Anthony Evans, who's I think you and I both agree has a chance to be a star. But Ricky Johnson can play a big role for Mississippi State. Like as I said, he had a great spring game. I thought he was the best looking receiver in that spring game in terms of consistency. So that's definitely one to look at. I'll do one more. And maybe I feel like everybody, is looking at Chapin. And there's two kinds of state fans with Chapin, right? There's the ones who really believe in him and think, okay, he's gonna be healthy this year and he's gonna have a great season. And then you have the other ones who are just like, he's not gonna be healthy this year, and I can't wait to see Kamario Taylor. Luke Cronin-Hawk exists. He is a guy who was highly recruited out of high school. Last year, he was one of the top. He was a higher rated. He may have been the highest rated quarterback prospect to sign it with an SEC school. I'll have to double check that, but he was higher rated than Jackson Arnold.
He
He's
was.
higher rated than Zach Calzada. Metier, I guess, would have been higher, but that's it. He played at Florida State last year. He was okay in those games, but that team was terrible. So it's not like I'm taking too much away from that. If Chapin goes down, it's not going to go straight to Taylor. It's going to go to Cronin-Hawk, I think. And I think he's fully capable of being successful. So this is not a guy who I think plays a math. This is not a guy who I am hopeful would play a big role for Mississippi State. I'd like to see Chapin be healthy and play the whole season. But if it comes to that, I feel like he's perfectly capable. From what I've seen on film, big, good arm. He can run a little. I think he could be a great quarterback in this system.
They're in much better shape at quarterback this year than they were last year. When your choices were put in the hands of Chris Parson or true freshman Michael Van Buren, I think you have behind him and two totally different quarterbacks than what we saw last year. Behind him, you have two guys that are 6'2" plus that are big physical presences back there at quarterback that they didn't really have last year. So if something does happen, whether it's Cronin-Hawk or Kamario, I feel like they're in good shape from a skill set standpoint. And I think both of those guys could handle the offense too if needed. Cronin-Hawk being able to start a couple of games last year for Florida State and play for half the season or whatever, that was huge for his development. And that's why I give him the edge over Kamario right now. But Kamario to me has a higher ceiling. It's a lot. It could be a lot worse than handing the keys to another four-star quarterback who's one of the top quarterbacks in the country. So Jeff Lebby has put this team in much better position from a quarterbacking standpoint if something does happen to Blake Chapin. And to me, both of those guys have higher ceilings than Blake Chapin does. Like that,
Oh, agreed. Yeah.
they're not there yet as far
Right.
as handling
Their
the
floor is
offense.
much lower, though, is the issue.
Yes. So if something does happen to Chapin, Lebby has put Mississippi State in pretty good hands. And it probably make more sense that Croman Hawk would be the first guy to come off the bench. So if you see that, don't freak out. It's just this guy has experience in Power Four. Kamario Taylor's a true freshman, and coaches a lot of times are guarded with those guys. They don't want them to go in there and fail right away. I think Kamario can handle that. I don't think that's gonna bother him at all to go in there and throw an interception or make a mistake. He's a different kind of kid. But a lot of coaches, they want to bring those quarterbacks along. Luke Croman Hawk has been through the gauntlet, and he's played some big time football. He's experienced that. He's had his failures. He's probably going to be the first guy off the bench, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Anybody else offensively stand out for you from that? You want to move over to defense?
I'm probably good.
All right. Let's move over to the defensive side of the ball. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for, or the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. Want to reiterate again, the STM not Fall Camp Tour will be in Starkville on August the 13th, live at Two Brothers Smoked Meat. We will have Sports Talk Mississippi and Thunder and Lightning there available for you. Hope you will come out. We've got some great, great, great stuff to give away. You will want to check it out. This is not like, the radio station's like, hey, we've got a gift card for $5 off at your next haircut. No, we got real good stuff. You want to come check it out. We'll have some Genteel apparel. We'll have some stuff from Pearl River Resort. Check it out. We will be there on the 13th, but you can go to Two Brothers any day, and you should. I will definitely be making a trip to Two Brothers this week. So you should too. Just simple as that. Robbie, you should too.
I will.
All right, let's do that. All right. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Yeah, brother.
You look right into the camera there. Good. Look at that thing.
Alangi.
It's like ET. Good Lord. When you need, stop. When you need technology for your business, if you need a new copy or a new printer, anything of that nature, the place to go is Advantage Business Systems. Everything you're looking for there. But most importantly, what you're really looking for is the knowledge that you're safe with service after the sale. You don't want to be that person who has something break down and then you can't get hold of a repair. Man, you can't get anybody on the phone. You don't have that problem with Advantage Business Systems. That's why they've been staying in business this long. They've taken care of their customers. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to find the gear you're looking for here in Starkville. We just talked about it. We are on the interlocking push. Guess what? They've got great gear at Maroon & Co. for you to check out. Use the website maroonandco.com. We actually got a text from our friend Wyatt up at Maroon & Co. this week. They have got an incredible selection of new hats. They said that they are going to be increasing the amount of state Mississippi State in there, and a little bit less on the casual wear. So check that out. Some of these hats he showed us are awesome, and they've got the branded Bills interlocking hats coming. And those are going to fly off the shelf, so you need to be ready for that. When they are available, we will let you know because Maroon & Company is going to be the exclusive provider for the branded Bills interlocking hats. You want those hats, you get them at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code, THUNDER15, saves 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you need to get MSU gear, before you do anything else, you need to check out Maroon & Co. It's hot
I got the
outside.
shirt from Ernica.
Look at that thing. Beautiful. It's hot outside. You got to work out in the lawn. You're thinking, gosh, I want to get through this quick. The easiest way to do that is to put some John Deere power to it when our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden can do that for you. John Deere commercial mowers, compact tractors, the gators, whatever it is you need on your property in John Deere Green, they've got it. Everything you do around the house, Scruggs has a solution for you. If you got repairs to make, if you got to work on the car, if you got to work out in the garden, if you're cooking out, if you just want to get out on the water, get out in the woods, it's all right there at Scruggs. I can't. If you have never been to Scruggs, when you walk in, you're going to look at it and go, "I'll be darned. Hey, Dad was right. Literally everything I need is in one place." They make it easy for you. A trip to Saltillo, it should be in your future to see our friends at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. All right. Defensive side of the ball, Robbie, I feel like in the defensive line, I could throw just a dart at the board and give you a guy. But I'm going to tell you one that that stands out to me. And I'm kind of nervous. I'm kind of nervous
Uh-oh.
to say, but it's Calvin Dinkins.
Uh-oh.
I feel
Kiss
like
of
everybody,
death.
I know, and I feel like a lot of people have just written him off. And look, it's fair. The guy cannot stay healthy. I mean, as much grief as we give Blake Chapin, Calvin Dinkins is worse. He played a half last year.
Didn't even play that. He played one possession.
Yeah. But the few flashes of him we've gotten were like, there is a good player in there. So I'm going to put my chips in on this and hope that it's just bad luck. He's just had bad luck these first few years. I think he can be a big contributor. I will say this. I'll go out on this limb. If I can get good seasons from Jamil Burrows and Calvin Dinkins in the middle of that defensive line, this team is going to be a lot better. Not just a little better, a lot better. They will push for a bowl game if those two guys can control the middle of the line of scrimmage for Mississippi State. With Burrows, we're counting on him more about like can he kick the ghost of his past? And then with Dinkins, it's just can he stay healthy? But if those two guys can perform, that changes everything for Mississippi State. I say it all the time when I talk about Jeff Simmons. The reason that 18 defense is so dominant is because every offensive coordinator starts the day with, well, we have to double team Jeff Simmons. And sometimes you have to triple team Jeff Simmons. So Montez Sweat got a lot of one-on-one, and everybody else got a lot of one-on-one because Simmons disrupted things for everybody so badly. The 20, was it? I guess it was a 21 defense with Cam Young. Not as good a player, obviously, as Simmons, but he did enough in the middle to make everything else work. When you have a great nose tackle, you are, it's like having a great quarterback, man. You really are halfway there. If Burrows and Dinkins can do that for State this year, just play it. If I can get 60% of what Jeff Simmons gave, you're fine. That's going to be a good defense.
Yeah, I did my defensive line breakdown yesterday
Yeah, check that out. Yeah.
on Merlin White Daily, and I was kind of like, I felt even better after doing that about Mississippi State's defensive line. If those guys can stay healthy, and especially the nose tackle position, and one thing that I'm really interested about is whether or not Mississippi State goes with a four down line or a three down line.
Yeah.
That changes a lot of things for Mississippi State. I think that they're more equipped to do either this year, but especially four. They can put two defensive tackles in there and two defensive ends and not miss much of a beat. If they do the three down linemen, Jamil Burrows is a really good three tech. I
Yeah.
think that nose tackle position in itself, when you talk about like Kedrick Bingley-Jones was kind of your guy last year, early on in the season, and when he went down, there was really nothing. Kai McClendon has, as a true freshman, had to come in and play mega minutes. Those two are like your third and fourth string nose tackles. That's
Yeah.
not bad at all. If you can
That's good.
get
That's good to know. Yeah.
a healthy season from Calvin Dinkins and Jamil Burrows performs to expectations, and your third and fourth guys that you can rotate in is a fifth year senior in Kedrick Bingley-Jones and Kai McClendon, who's in his second year after playing most of last year's starting nose tackle. That's a really good interior. And then if you make it a four down lineman and you have the two defensive tackles, then you have Trevion Williams slide inside, you have Will Whitson slide inside, Dre Bledsoe. Like, there's a lot of numbers that you can put inside to help you out and increase pass rush too at defensive end. So I'm very intrigued to see how this plays out, but Dinkins is a he's he needs to stay healthy. If he is
Yes.
healthy, I think he can have a good season, but that's really the whole 100% of the deal is he's only played two games in 3 years.
Yeah. What about you? Who's somebody that stands out for you on this?
Anybody on defense?
Anybody?
Okay. I would actually not be surprised at all if Darian Gillette has a really good season at linebacker.
Apparently, the one of the strongest linebackers on the video game. I did not
Yeah.
notice about him.
Well, and here's the thing with him too, is we've talked about some of these SEC guys that have been at a school for a little bit and they haven't really done much of anything. If you look at Jahri Bledsoe, he was at Texas for 2 years, 2 or 3 years. We didn't really see much from him. Darren Reed's been at Auburn for a couple of years, hasn't really done anything. Gillette was a redshirt freshman last year, so that's a little different for me. Not producing as a redshirt freshman is just not that big of a deal for me. You get into year three and year four, and you haven't really done anything at SEC school, and you're coming over to Mississippi State. That's kind of a red flag. This guy's still really, really talented. He's just in his third year. I think he could be a potential breakout candidate. Now, he's playing behind a guy that we expect to have a really big year in Jalen Smith. But I'm just saying, if this guy comes in and he's providing some really good reps for you at the middle linebacker position, it just would not be much of a surprise for me. And
That's a
also, Tyler Lockhart,
Oh,
what
you
if he
stole one of
comes in
mine.
and
There you go.
he lives up to expectations in year one? I don't know.
I think Lockhart is very interesting, because I think he's got a, I hate to say this, it sounds so creepy, but he's got a, like, his body is ready for this level. He's just a big, he's a big kid. He's already 6'2" and 230 pounds. I feel like, State has missed a guy like that. He could be like a Boniquez Brown kind of player for Mississippi State, which you would sign up for that immediately. So I really am interested in him a lot. I think he can be a big time player for State. I'll going back to what you're talking about, the 4-3, you got me looking at this depth chart and trying to figure it out. So, like, you're starting four, Burroughs and Whitson in the middle there with what, Hibbler and
Or
maybe
Travion, maybe.
Travion, and then maybe like Hibbler with Rasheen Thomas on the other side, maybe, or
Or,
D.K.
Whitson could
Anderson.
play the other. Whitson could play the defensive end spot on the other end.
That's interesting. That does feel like the right move. Now, the
To
problem
me,
with
I feel like it would be Whitson and maybe Rhett Hibbler or Deontay Anderson or somebody, or
the
Rasheon
Trevion
Thomas,
and Burroughs in the
and
middle.
then Travion and Burroughs in the middle. That makes a lot of sense. I think Travion's probably a defensive tackle.
The only thing
But he could
I
you could line him up on the outside too.
don't like about it is, because they're going to do 4-2-5, right? They're not going to run 4-3 with four defensive backs. You can't do that in this day and age of college football. I like State's linebackers. If I like Jennings, I love Zachary Tillman. Zachary Tillman, I'm not going to bring him up on this. I could, because I think he is a special talent. But I
Yeah.
feel like he's getting enough pub. He's going to start. But I like that linebacker group, so but that's a good thing, right? It's a good thing that we had that you're talking about some options here. It's not, last year
They
was like,
finally
these
got
guys are going to play.
numbers.
Yeah, last year was like, these guys are going to play. That's just how it is. This year you've got some options. You can be more, you want to say it, or should I? You want to say it? You can be more
Multiple.
multiple. Exactly. I'll do I got another one here. There's one guy who, when you saw what he did last year in limited opportunities in on special teams, you're gonna have a hard time convincing me Stonka Burnside's not an NFL safety. I
Yeah.
mean, even last year, I was excited about him playing receiver. I really wanted him to excel there, and I was hopeful he did. It just didn't work. But he was a headhunter when he was out there on special teams. I think this is a guy, obviously that safety room has got a lot of depth. He's there with Isaac Smith and Jaron Manning and Tony Mitchell, Lanier. These are all guys who are going to play this year. But man, I think he's super talented football player. I think he can make an impact. I won't be surprised if we see some big hits from him this year. He's going to be a guy that, going into next season, teams are going to fear a little bit. They'll be like, man, you got to be careful throwing around Stonka Burnside. He'll clean you out. I really think he's a great young player, and his talent will start to shine a little bit more this year.
Yeah, I think he went a little bit under the radar in the spring just because he was getting acclimated to
Making the
that position.
move. Yeah.
It's really difficult to make that move in college, to go from one side of the ball to the other. To do it with any kind of like seamless transition is just tough. And so I think it's taking him a little bit to get acclimated to that and his technique. He's having to learn a little bit more. But naturally, he fits that spot as well as just about anybody on this roster. So I think eventually it's going to come together for him. It's kind of like Tyler Lockhart. This might not be the year for Tyler Lockhart, and it might not
Right.
be the year for Stonka Burnside, but next year it could be,
Yeah.
or the next. I mean, I think eventually both of those guys are going to form into really good players for Mississippi State's defense. Right now, it might not be the time, so don't panic if it doesn't show up right away. But I think eventually both of those guys are going to be really good football players on defense for Mississippi State.
I agree. Anybody else want to, you want to talk about? Anybody else stand out to you?
I was doing some research on Jabari Stewart the other day,
Okay. Wow.
and
This is a deep cut here. Jabari Stewart. All right.
so Jabari Stewart played high school football and went into the workforce out of
Okay.
school. He went to Florida and he was cutting trees off of power lines for like a year.
Okay.
And then he just like got an itch to play football again. He didn't really have a lot of football options coming out of high school. He comes back to Mississippi. He tries out for Delta, for Mississippi Delta. Tried out, walked on, didn't even get a scholarship right away. And he ended up becoming a really good player there. Mississippi State finds him. He is a really good sized kid that could play multiple positions for Mississippi State. He could play just about any of the safety spots. He could play linebacker for you, hard hitting guy. One of the fastest guys on the defense, too. I think he registered 23 miles an hour the other day running at Mississippi State. So he can fly and has good size. This, to me, feels like a really good pull by Mississippi State to find this guy, evaluate him. He's a guy that I could see jumping in the mix, and you're like, where the heck did this kid come from?
That's a good cut there because I was not even looking at this guy. So that's I'll be fascinated to see how that works. Spring, I'm sorry, spring preseason camp only I believe opens July 31st. So we're only 4 days away from the start of football here in Starkville. All right, tomorrow's show. Not sure what the lead topic will be. We're going to do South Carolina tomorrow. We haven't done the Gamecocks yet, Robbie. So we will throw them on for tomorrow's SEC preview. But between now and then, hope you guys have a great Monday, and we'll talk to you again very soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.